Amen. Amen. Well, I invite you to join me in your Bibles in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. We will eventually get to that verse today as we move our way along through our sermon series focused upon spiritual practices. We're reminded each week as we come to this series that God is more interested in our healing and transformation than even we are. Today, we're going to focus on our physical bodies. Now, this may be the first time you've heard of honoring your body being a spiritual practice, and that's okay. But by the end of this message today, I hope you are convinced of its value and eager to engage with this practice. You see, we are embodied people. If our spiritual life is a journey in the way of Christ, our bodies are the vehicle. We have no other way to engage the world, no other way to engage all that is around us but through our physical bodies. Author Stephanie Palzel says this, "It is through our bodies that we participate in God's activity in the world." And so when it comes to our spiritual life, our bodies are central. Barbara Brown Taylor says, "My body is my soul's address." Think about that. How powerful is that? That matter matters to God. This body we've been given matters to God. In fact, every spiritual practice we choose to engage begins with our body. And all of this has to do with incarnation. We're accustomed in the church to talking about Jesus' incarnation, his birth, his life, his ministry, his death, and his bodily resurrection. To speak of the incarnation is to speak of Jesus' body. Although, if we're honest, we're not always completely comfortable with his physical incarnation, are we? How often do we talk about the fact that Jesus had body odor? That Jesus went through puberty? That Jesus may well have had pimples? That Jesus had to use the restroom from time to time? Jesus lived in a physical body, and he had no other way to engage the world but through his body, just like us. It was through his body that he carried out God's activity and God's mission in this world. And his incarnation is what should inspire our own incarnate living, our own embrace of these physical bodies that we each possess. We read in Genesis 1:27, "So God created humanity in his own image. In the image of God, he created them." These bodies, our own flesh and blood, they're woven together in the image of our loving God and then presented to us as this astounding gift. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6:19, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit?" In the same way the temple in ancient Jerusalem was inhabited by the very presence of God, our bodies are inhabited by the Holy Spirit. These bodies that we woke up in this morning, that we cleaned up a little bit, that we drove here to this sanctuary, they are temples of the Holy Spirit. God's living power, the same power that raised Jesus from the grave, lives inside each one of these bodies. But as we think about our bodies and we think about the relationship between our bodies and our walk of faith and our spiritual practices, we need to find a balance between two extremes, two excesses. On the one hand, we have the excess of a culture that glorifies and objectifies the body. And in that, we often find shame because we don't measure up to the standard that's held before us in our culture. But on the other hand, we have the excess of a Christian tradition that often either denigrates or ignores the body altogether. That's a Greek influence upon Christianity that said, no, body and soul are separate. We need to separate them, and then we just focus on the soul and miss the body. We have these two extremes that we contend with, but somewhere in the middle is the healthy embrace and stewardship of this beautiful gift that we've each been given. Have you ever thought of self-care as a spiritual practice? Think about it for a moment. Self-care as a spiritual practice, not just something you do that makes you feel good or something you give yourself as a reward. You know, someone gave you a gift card and you're like, well, I guess I've got to go get a massage now because I have a gift card. Or you get to the end of a long week and you're like, I have earned some R&R. I am going to relax and not move a muscle all week and I'm going to care for myself. I think we live in a culture that sees self-care at times as just something very self-indulgent. It's something lazy, something that doesn't really reflect our Christian faith. And yet I think a strong, strong argument could be made for self-care as a form of spiritual practice. Author and therapist Cheryl Paul has something to say about this. She's written a wonderful book called The Wisdom of Anxiety that our deacons and elders are currently reading their way through and our staff team is already finished. And she has brilliant insights in that book about the whole of who we are, our bodies, our minds, our emotions, everything that forms who we are, the stress that we're under in our world today, and how to best care for and steward all of those parts of ourselves. She says this about our bodies. Like any temple, the greater respect we show for our body, the more holy and the more known the space becomes. If our bodies are clogged with sugar, alcohol, and processed foods, if we're not getting enough exercise or sleep, if our hormones are out of balance, the chambers in the temple become difficult to access. But the converse is also true. The more we care for these bodies, the more we steward these things, the more we value these things, the more accessible every part of us becomes to ourselves, to the people around us, to our God, and the more usable our body becomes as we interact and live in this world with all the joy that it offers. And so I'd like to take a moment to consider five aspects of physical self-care that relate to our spiritual healing and transformation. Let's start with eating patterns. Well, you already heard that one, no more Taco Bell, right? The wisdom flows from the children in this space, doesn't it? Eating patterns are essential to the stewardship of these bodies that we've been given. And in all honesty, most of us already know this. We know exactly what we need to do. It's sometimes just a matter of actually doing it, right? So we need a balanced diet. We need enough carbohydrates and protein and fiber and minerals and fruits and vegetables. And we also need to be very careful about other things that we put into our body, like how much caffeine, how much sugar, how much alcohol, all of these things we make decisions about every single day. But the decisions we make aren't just about what the doctors tell us to do or whether or not people are shaming us for not doing the proper thing, but really about the stewardship of this gift we've been given. How well am I caring for my unique body and the way it responds to all of these things? Choosing to analyze our own eating patterns, make any changes that might be necessary to those eating patterns, is more than just a physical decision. It is actually the spiritual practice of honoring your body. How about hydration? No one, almost no one, drinks enough water. We know that, don't we? They've been telling us about that. We're better at it today than we used to be. Almost everyone's carrying one of those giant water bottles around everywhere they go. We didn't used to do that, but people are a little more aware of it. But the current research actually lifts the amount a little bit. It says men should be drinking 10 8-ounce glasses of water, women 8 8-ounce glasses of water. And that's in addition to the other fluids that you take in and fluids that come from food. Most of us don't drink enough water, especially in the midst of the summer months. And dehydration has an incredibly negative effect on our bodies and our health. When we're hydrated properly, our body is able to eliminate the wastes it needs to. When we're hydrated properly, our body can regulate its temperature, and our joint and tissues are healthier because of it. Something as simple as drinking enough water every day is more than physical. It becomes the spiritual practice of honoring our body. So the next time that you walk out the door with that water bottle in hand, you are being spiritual. I want you to think that way about it, okay? What about exercise routines? Exercise routines. Whenever this comes up, there are some people that say, yeah, exercise. That's a part of your life. And others that say, oh, let's get on to the next one. I don't want to talk about this. Exercise is important because these bodies were made to move. And God gave us this incredible gift called endorphins. When you move in the right way for enough time, your body is filled with these endorphins, and endorphins ease pain. They elevate our mood. They make us feel so good because our body is doing what it was meant to do. If exercise is not currently a part of your life, start small, but figure out a way to make it a part of your life. It could be something as simple as walking around the block, something as simple as wading in a pool, something as simple as looking up just a small routine on YouTube and following after it on a regular basis, enrolling in a yoga class, doing anything that involves the movement of this body. The trick is finding something you enjoy. If you think about a gym and it just seems like the most horrible place on the planet, you never want to be there, don't make the gym your workout, okay? Find something that you enjoy. We live in San Diego. We can be outside. There's so many things we can do. But choosing to engage in exercise, so good for these physical bodies. And once again, it's more than physical. Choosing to engage in exercise is the spiritual practice of honoring your body. What about sleep patterns? People talk about sleep hygiene a lot these days. This idea of considering the routine that we have for our sleep and finding a way to be consistent in the way we do it. The experts say we should probably go to sleep around the same time each day and get up around the same time each day, even on the weekends. That really pushes against my desire to sleep in. But I've practiced with this myself, and it really makes a difference. Your body gets into a rhythm. It knows what to expect, and you get sounder sleep at night and a more regular rhythm for your world and your life. You ever thought about considering your bed and your pillows as a spiritual practice? We spend so much time asleep. It's so important that our bodies rest in the proper way. And maybe a step for you is to say, this bed isn't working for me, or I need to experiment with some different pillows. Literally engaging the basics like this can make a world of difference in our physical body. The temperature our home is in the evenings should probably be lower than it is, most experts say, because that lends ourselves to better sleep. It's when we're asleep that our body heals itself from so much of the wear and tear of life. And so a simple decision to work on our sleep hygiene, to think about our routines and rhythms and be intentional about them is something more than physical. It becomes the spiritual practice of honoring our body. Lastly, let's think about health conditions. Every one of us has a handful of health conditions, don't we? We've discovered them at some point along our life, maybe from our own self-diagnosis of symptoms using Dr. Google, maybe going in to see our physician and getting an expert opinion on things. And once we know that we have some sort of a physical condition, then we have a set of instructions, right? Something we're supposed to do to address it, how we care for it. Maybe it involves medication. Maybe it involves some other routines that our doctors have told us. And the truth is, a lot of us don't follow those quite the way we should. We lose interest, we lose energy in those things, and yet when we realize that this unique gift of a body that we've been given has particular needs, choosing to follow after those instructions, choosing to get in for regular checkups, that becomes something more than physical, that becomes something spiritual. It becomes the spiritual practice of honoring our bodies. Self-care is a spiritual practice. And to honor our body is to love our body. To honor our body is to love our body. Let's be honest this morning. Some of us don't love our bodies. Some of us have been living with shame. Some of us are living with frustration. I want to be honest with you, back in the year 2016, when I had my bicycle accident, where I was hit by the car, and I had four different surgeries during that year, and my kidney cancer was diagnosed, and I had my kidney taken out, and I went through all of this physical stuff. I came out the other side of that year extremely frustrated with my body. My body wouldn't do what it used to do. And I wasn't just getting older, but I was just so roughed up over the things I'd experienced that I'd wake up in the morning feeling like I needed to sleep an entire night again just to have enough rest. The aches and the pains were climbing in, and it just didn't feel good to be inside this body.
Well, all the while, as I'm trying to figure that out and figure out what life looks like with some new limitations, I'm meeting with my spiritual director, and she says, let's do an exercise where you can thank your body for what it is, who it is, how it serves you. And I'm like, I don't feel like thanking my body right now. I'm actually quite frustrated. I'm hurting even as I'm sitting talking to you right now. And she goes, well, there's your problem. She goes, think about all that your body's been through. The joke in our family always is that if I was a car, my body would be the high-mileage salvage title model sitting on the lot. No one wants to purchase this one. And so as I was telling her about this, she says, you need to think differently about your body. She goes, it's actually a miracle that with your high mileage and your salvage title that your body can do what it can do. And she encouraged me toward a spiritual practice that I engage on a regular basis now, especially when I'm feeling pain, that involved expressing gratitude for my body, even to my body, for the miraculous way it functions despite what it's been through. And it's been revolutionary for me in contending with these things. As you sit here this morning in your body, whether shame has been a struggle, whether frustration is a struggle, chronic pain that you might be contending with, even fear of mortality because of things that you are contending with, there is still space for us to acknowledge the beautiful gift these bodies are and to care for these bodies in response with gratitude to the God who has gifted us with bodies that function as they do. To honor our body is to love our body. And one of the best ways to love our body is to listen to it. And so I want to ask you to do an experiment this week, a spiritual practice that goes along with honoring our bodies. It's sometimes known as a body scan. In a body scan, you do something similar to what you've done with these other spiritual practices we've already covered in the last few weeks. You find a quiet space. And this one works better if you lay all the way down. Lay down comfortably on your back. You don't have to, but this one really lends itself to that particular posture. And you begin to breathe deeply as you settle into this time that you will have. Relax your body as best as you're able. Sometimes start at your toes and work all the way up, relaxing every single part of yourself as you take those deep breaths. And once you feel that you're ready, you begin to move through your body from head to toe, scanning each part of your body, attending to each part of your body as you go. Now, when my spiritual director first prescribed this for me, I was like, head, shoulders, hips, feet. Okay, now what? You know? That was the way I practiced this, and she's like, you're doing it wrong, Kevin. We're talking every single element of this beautiful body that God has gifted to you, starting with your scalp, your hair, your eyes, your ears, your lips, your jaw, your neck, and all the way down through each piece. Perhaps you match your breaths with each one of these body parts, all the way down. And as you attend to these parts, you usually begin to notice things. I'm a little bit tight in my shoulders right now. It's a little bit of pain in my elbow right now. Whatever it is, as you move your way down through the body, easing your way through, and also expressing gratitude. Gratitude not just for the whole, but for the parts of this beautiful body you've been given. Thanking God for fingers that can grab hold of what they need to. Thanking God for feet that carry you where you need to go. Thanking God for all of these miraculous pieces of who you are, the gift that they are, and feeling gratitude toward that gift. There's information in the questions in your bulletin that will help guide you through this body scan process. And I encourage each and every one of you to give it a shot this week, maybe multiple times. Now, remember, as we're adding these spiritual practices together, we're filling a toolbox full of tools that you can use as you engage God. We're not telling you, okay, we're on spiritual practice number 3, we're going to make our way up to 10 and see if you can get them all done every day. That's not what we're saying. We're asking you to road test one of these each week. Bring it out, give it a shot, see what it does for your engagement with God and your engagement with the world. And this week, taking time for that body scan, guided by the Spirit, filled with gratitude to God for the gift. See if that doesn't help to transform the way that you honor your body, the gift of your body, as a spiritual practice. Once you finish that body scan, it's helpful to close in prayer, verbalizing the thanks that you have to God for all that He's given you. And I want to close our message today with the words of an incredible hymn that I encountered this week during my sermon research. It's written by Brian Wren, and it's called God is the Flesh. The words are up on the screen because I love you. I'm going to read them and not sing them. But take a look at these words and see the beautiful way these connect the incarnation of Jesus with our own incarnation and the value of our bodies. Good is the flesh that the Word has become. Good is the birthing, the milk and the breast. Good is the feeding, caressing and rest. Good is the body for knowing the world. Good is the flesh that the Word has become. Good is the body for knowing the world, sensing the sunlight, the tug of the ground, feeling, perceiving within and around. Good is the body from cradle to grave. Good is the flesh that the Word has become. Good is the body from cradle to grave, growing and aging, arousing, impaired, happy in clothing or lovingly bared. Good is the pleasure of God in our flesh. Good is the flesh that the Word has become. Good is the pleasure of God in our flesh, longing in all as in Jesus to dwell. Glad of embracing and tasting and smell, good is the body for good and for God. Good is the flesh that the Word has become. Your bodies are good. Your bodies are blessed. Your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. And as you care for these bodies, you engage the spiritual practice of honoring the beautiful gift that our God has given us. Please pray with me. Lord God, these bodies are beautiful. They are incredible. They are capable of things beyond our wildest dreams. Yet we do struggle at times with shame over the condition of our bodies, or frustration over the ability of our bodies, or disappointment over the aging of our bodies. These bodies are miraculous, but they also require care and treatment and stewardship. Help us as we scan these bodies of ours, as we breathe deeply and we understand with gratitude the gift that they are, to treasure what you've given us. And with your help and with your energy and with your discernment, to care well for this body you've given us, because it is the only way we engage this world and the only way that we engage you. Thank you for these bodies, God. Help us to use them for our enjoyment and for your glory. I pray all of these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.